Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The theme of the first Sunday in Advent was watch. The theme of the readings for the second Sunday of Advent was prepare. Theme of the third weekend was rejoice. And the theme of this weekend is behold. Now, of those four words, watch, prepare, rejoice, behold, I'm going to make a guess that behold is one that you are least familiar with. It's probably the word you use the least, or maybe never used it. It's probably not part of your everyday vocabulary. I don't think I've ever used the word behold outside of church. I mean, you just don't go around saying things like, yes, the Bears lost again last week. Behold, the Bears are now 3-10. Just doesn't fit, does it? The word behold literally means to look. But it doesn't just mean, hey, look over there. You don't say, behold, there's a squirrel over there climbing up yonder tree. No. If you're going to use the word behold, it means you're about to look at something spectacular, something amazing, something unexpected. It's a word that fills you with anticipation. The word behold is used 1,298 times in the King James Bible, and it's almost always used to tell you that you're about to see something spectacular, amazing, and unexpected. For instance, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah predicted that the Messiah would be born of a virgin. Now that is spectacular, amazing, and unexpected. Over and over again, when the Bible talks about our Savior Jesus Christ, the word behold is used over and over again to describe him, who he is, and what he does. Let me share four examples with you today. Number one, behold, Christ is born. 700 years after Isaiah's prophecy, there were a bunch of ordinary shepherds just outside of Bethlehem. All of a sudden, an angel appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Now the shepherds, when they saw this, they weren't just afraid. They were sore afraid, which means they were really, really afraid. It's the same when you miss someone, right? You might say that person is sorely missed. Well, the shepherds were sorely afraid, but the angels told them to fear not because he had some great news for them. Luke 2, 10 through 11. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Did you catch the word behold there? The angel didn't just have good news. He had good news of great joy that was going to be for all people, right? Behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Amazing, spectacular, unexpected news. After all these years, after all these centuries, God is fulfilling his promise. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior, and he is Christ the Lord. God is fulfilling his promise in a spectacular way. Just as Isaiah had foretold, the Virgin Mary conceived and gave birth to a son. And this son is no ordinary human being. He's no ordinary son. No, he is Emmanuel, which means God with us. This Emmanuel, God in the flesh, is not resting in some beautiful crib in a palace in Jerusalem. No, you will find Emmanuel, God in the flesh, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, which is a place where animals eat out of. This is spectacular. It is amazing and unexpected. God has come to earth. Behold the Savior of the human race lying in a bunch of straw, lying in a manger. That is something spectacular to behold. Which brings us to number two. Behold, Christ is risen. That was just the beginning of Christ's life here on earth. There would be a lot more beholds to come. John the Baptist said at the beginning of his ministry, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John said this is amazing, spectacular, unexpected. The Lamb of God who would bleed and die, sacrifice himself to pay for every single sin that the world has ever committed, was walking among them in the person of Jesus Christ. Of course, not only did John the Baptist use a behold to describe Jesus, so did the Father in heaven at the transfiguration. A behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, the voice of God the Father spoke from the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Over and over again, Jesus is seen as the spectacular, amazing, unexpected Messiah whom we need to behold. But the most spectacular behold of his earthly life occurred after his crucifixion. Some women on that Sunday morning went early to his tomb. They found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. Matthew 28:8-9. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Talk about something that is spectacular, amazing, and unexpected. 3 days after he was tortured, beaten, and crucified on a cross, Jesus rose from the dead. He was definitely the last person they expected to see that morning. He was definitely the last person they expected to behold with their own eyes. Not only did they see him, but he was speaking to them. Behold, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. A few days ago, they saw the Christ crucified upon the cross, dead and then buried. Now they see him with their own eyes. They behold him with their own eyes and see that Jesus Christ has defeated death. In the words of Job, written many centuries earlier, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Job 19:25-27. Not only did the women see him, but the apostles saw him as well. They saw him in the upper room twice. And then, of course, they saw him alongside the Sea of Galilee through the miraculous catch of fish. He was seen, beheld by as many as 500 at one time. Behold, they saw Christ risen from the dead with their very own eyes. Which brings us to number three. Behold, Christ is with you. After his resurrection, Jesus gathered his disciples in a mountain in Galilee in order to give the disciples and his church, us, his great commission. The great mission that Jesus wants us to carry out. Matthew 28:18-19. "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." It is, without question, the most ambitious mission in history. Our King has ordered us to go and share the good news with each nation, each tribe, each language, each person. What good news? That Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, and behold, he has risen from the dead. It's an ambitious plan. In fact, it is so ambitious, it is overwhelming to us. It is more than we can possibly handle. How can we fulfill such a great commission? How can we ever hope to accomplish our mission? Left on our own, there is no possible way we can do this. No possible way to accomplish this. But, as Jesus himself would assure us, we are never alone. Just after giving us this mission, he makes a promise to us, a promise that is spectacular, amazing, and unexpected, a promise that starts with, "Behold," Matthew 28:20, "and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." It's an amazing promise. Even though he has bodily ascended into heaven, Christ is with us always. He never leaves our side. He never abandons us. He never leaves us on our own. He promises to be with us wherever we go and in whatever we do. And behold, he promises to come to us in a special way right here in this place, through his means of grace, through word and sacrament, through the Bible, through holy baptism, through Holy Communion. Jesus promises that he will be right here with us. He will be with us here to forgive all of our sins. He will be right here to speak words of encouragement through the power of the scriptures. And he will be there to strengthen us in that one true faith until life everlasting. Behold, I am with you always, the end of the age. But that's not the end of it. There's one more spectacular behold we have to remember. One more behold Christ shares with us. Behold, Christ is coming. That comes from the last chapter of the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. Behold, I am coming soon. That one last great behold is, behold, Christ is coming. This behold is the most spectacular of all. The sun will go dark, the moon will turn to blood, and the stars will fall from the sky. And then we will see the Son of Man coming in all his glory, with all his holy angels with him. There will be a loud trumpet call, and all the dead will be raised. Every cemetery on earth will be emptied. Every person on earth will be raised bodily from the dead. And behold, the Lord will come. And he will take his people, his church, home to be with him forever in heaven, where there is nothing but everlasting peace and joy forever. And then comes the most spectacular, most amazing, most unexpected beholding of all. We, with our very own eyes, will behold him. With Job, with all the saints, we shall see him with our own eyes, not through means, not through a glass darkly, but we shall see him in all his glory, face to face. We shall behold Christ in his glory. As St. Paul puts it, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. Or as St. John puts it, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. We shall behold him face to face. Behold, Christ is born. Behold, Christ is risen. Behold, Christ is with you. Behold, Christ is coming, and we shall behold him face to face. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.